Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You heard the man. Get over to leaderscu.com/ESPN and see what Leaders can do for you. For those unfamiliar, they're not-for-profit financial institutions fully owned by members. Means they operate for your benefit as a member. 70,000 plus here in West Tennessee and growing here in the Memphis area. Got a brand new spanking branch out in Arlington, one in Bartlett as well. Hopefully soon more on the way. We'll keep you apprised of that. In the meantime, well, what more can they do for you? We've already joined the family, got Chris signed up for a Future Leader savings account. But whether it's a car loan, whether it's a home mortgage, whether it's a HELOC, home equity line of credit, you may already have the equity built up to get the cash, to get the cash you need for that bathroom renovation. Maybe it's that kitchen renovation you've wanted to do. It can be a nice little way to take care of business, get that project done since you've decided you're going to be staying in the home. You're not selling, you're staying. So go ahead and improve it with Leaders. They want to be there for you every step of the way of your financial journey. Again, visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to see all that Leaders can do for you as your financial partner. Leaders is your financial champion for life.
I found it very shocking when you let me know that, and I know it's not the only thing that goes on, but the Dandy Dozen, that there was no MUS and no Christian Brothers.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's correct. We'd be using since you're a representative in some ways of the Daily Memphian. We're using your poll.
Thank you.
And yes, according to John Barless, I've got G Town's one. Now, that's interesting because they're coming off a 7-5 season.
I mean, that's a Memphis City school.
So our man,
that's right up the road for me.
Memphis Shelby County. Our man Gene Robinson, absolutely loaded out there. He's the head coach out there. Collierville 2, Southwind 3. They're up to 6A this year. Covington's 4. I think they played last night and got a win. Brad, he repped his Lausanne stuff that's underneath his pullover. They're 5.
All right.
You got a Mumford 6, Whitehaven 7, Mesa's 8, our man Cedric Miller coming off of a state championship. And then Houston 9, Melrose 10, Bartlett 11. I mentioned them, and Fairley 12. So, no, none of the – not Briarcrest, not MUS, not CBHS. It is very rare when you don't have one of those three in a Dandy Dozen to start the year.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be what explains that? I mean, it just seems crazy to me. Like that. I mean, I know that James is doing a good job at Germantown.
The voice of the Owls can tell you that off air, I'm sure.
Well, he doesn't want to talk.
As he embarks, I think he said, on his 9th season of being the voice of the Owls, Jeffrey Wright.
That's awesome.
He can tell you that off the air.
That's awesome.
One said Chubb is the head coach over there. You know, back in my day, it was Bobby Alston. Who was a king.
That's right.
And a king maker. Let me tell you that. I don't know if it's a reset or what it is, but yeah, a little down for those private
schools. I enjoy it. I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoy the fact that there are
John's boasting, if you guys can't tell. He's spending time on
this. I'm just enjoying the fact that all the schools that spend unlimited amounts of money on recruiting are behind the public schools in Memphis.
Public schools. Still winning.
Kind of sucks to suck, doesn't it? As the great philosopher LeBron James once said, that ish stank, don't it? Ugh.
I'm going to tell you something, though. And I learned it from John Barless over at the Daily Memphian because I was not aware. The son of a former Melrose player I covered, and I'll be honest with you, man, I fell in love with him just as a leader, as a prospect. Antonio Hefner, who ended up going to South Carolina, I think it was Lou Holtz at the time.
Got it.
His son is now the QB at Melrose. I'm looking at the name Thomas Hefner.
Wow.
And so I guarantee you, they're saying he's unbelievable in terms of his grasp already the offense. I think his dad's the offense coordinator out of Melrose. It's always fun. Now we joke a lot. I loved me some MUS back in my preps day. Loved me just as much, if not more so, some Melrose. And those Friday nights out there, but sounds like they got the son of an OG,
yep.
And Antonio Hefner out there leading them now. So I'm gonna have to get out to a Melrose game. They're number 10, and John's a Dandy Dozen of Daily Memphian.
Now, where's Y Station at?
There's that preps coverage for you. We're not in it. We're not in the Dandy Dozen. Yeah, Briarcrest though on the fringes, according to John Barless. Those other schools we mentioned.
Man, Memphis, a place called Memphis Business Academy is on this, and Y Station is not. That's hard. That's hard to stomach.
I'm not sure what we got going on in football right now.
MUS 5-7 last year, and they're on the fringes. Man, times change, don't they?
Again, I would say for those private schools, they could probably be back just as soon as next year if they're not already, if they're not ready to take off. And you said, you heard, Lausanne's in there. They're joined the arms race.
They're fifth. I mean, it's certainly not top three, which is occupied by public schools. You know, with no budgets.
There's 60 kids in Jake's class. The Cougars from Mumford beat the hell out of Memphis Business Academy yesterday, 62-20.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what Memphis Business Academy is.
Oh, it's one of the charter-like type schools. They've got some specialty schools. They've got the Memphis Engineering Academy now that they've done. Really successful, too, with academic programs.
Yeah, I believe in Fraser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is one of those things where and we talk about White Station on this show because we're both White Station graduates. It really feels like they have more than maybe any other public school. Ridgeway is probably in that discussion, I guess, as well. But White Station has really, really struggled in the new generation.
I mean, their football success was sort of flash in the pan because back in my day in the 90s, we had nothing.
Yeah.
I would say their run was that, I guess, was Major Wright and then Rutherford and those guys.
Yeah, because even after
prior to that, it was basketball.
They won state my senior year
White Station did.
Yeah, they won state my senior year at White Station, and then you had Cedric Wilson Jr. playing quarterback, who's now a receiver for I don't know where he is. He's in the NFL though.
Wow.
Then you had Donald Gray. Then you had Dylan Mitchell. Remember Dylan Mitchell?
Mm-hmm.
Went to Oregon, I think.
Two sports stuff.
And then I think it's kind of been, not much since. Riccone left, and Riccone's now, I think, at Collierville. I don't even know who the coach is right now at White Station. It's just tough.
We've got work to do, bro.
Some schools have an easier time adjusting to the new way, and others do not.
We also lost one of our basketball players to Tennessee Collegiate, Jackson Hardaway, 6'8 post,
wow.
Who's leaving Patino to go to Tennessee Damn. Collegiate, so it's going to be tough to keep players, good ones, as well. And
I know that hurts.
You've lamented the state of the basketball
program. Yeah, I mean, I have, but I also know that
Patino's over getting players, and they go.
Not much you can do about that one. But I mean, what? There was once a day where White Station used to do that to people. White Station used to go get
recruit dudes,
all the time, right? Yeah. JP Prince, I feel like, was one of those guys. Ernest Shelton, go back to those. I'm sure they recruited some.
Tippett would tell you he never recruited a soul. They just came to play.
Oh, I'm sure at some point that manifested
at
itself.
At one point, the brand starts to recruit.
Yeah,
Mace is really good this year, though. They went to 2A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cedric Miller, they won title last year.
Really good.
Well, anyway.
Top football team.
Looking forward to, another year of public school dominance. Even though if I can't get White Station in there, I'll root for Germantown and Southwind. And
Whitehaven's got a running back and an edge rusher that are both going D1, one going to Michigan State.
Man, honestly,
this running back is unbelievable.
I'm glad you brought Whitehaven up because, man, shout out to Rodney Salisbury.
Oh, he's a legend.
Because this guy has been there forever.
Saw him the other day.
And, they used to run everything around Memphis,
Yep.
And then the landscape changes and the private schools become more prominent and maybe it's not as easy as it used to be. But like he's still there competing. He's still there fighting.
22 years.
22 years, and you know
Christopher Talley's the running back you're talking about.
He's unbelievable. I mean, yeah. Impressive kid. I talked to him too. They were at the Touchdown Club Monday. They brought their whole. They brought the running back. They brought the guy that's going to Michigan State, the edge rusher, who's a junior, I think.
Talley's come into West Virginia.
Yeah, they're loaded up.
Yeah, and when I was starting out at the CA, like back when David Boyd, who's funny enough, my sports editor now, but back when he was like, I don't remember exactly what he did for the CA back then, but he would assign me these high school games when I was a real stringer, as a freshman at Memphis. And when he would send me out to Whitehaven games, I always had so much fun because they
that's awesome.
Bro, they do it up out there in the Haven. And Rodney Salisbury was like just. You remember how people kind of treat you when you're starting out, right? Like, they give you the time of day, they think you're an idiot. And Rodney was just like, he would take my calls. He would, let me know what was going on with recruiting the kids, He was always fun to talk to after the game, win or lose. Like, I always appreciated that about Coach Salisbury. He was a stand-up guy, great guy. And I'm glad that he's still, getting after it out there. So, shout out to the Haven, man.
Yeah. No, they missed the playoffs last year, so this is an important year for them.
He was not happy about that. Rodney's like,
they're trying to get it back to the standard. I think of him much like Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
And
he's good.
It's about a standard out there that they're trying to get back to.
He takes it personally.
100%.
He is the Memphis Mike Tomlin. So, anyway, games tonight, right? All around Memphis?
All around Memphis, bro.
So, enjoy that.
Yeah. Including, like I said, your neck of the woods, the Battle of Germantown, Germantown and Houston. Big one.
Oh, that is a big one.
Number one in the city.
That's a battle.
Germantown.
But Houston's not on this one, right?
I think Houston is in the Dandy Dozen.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we got a number nine.
Is Southwind make it?
Southwind's three.
Okay. Lausanne plays Southwind tonight.
Oh, man. We got some bangers. Yeah. We got some Dandy Dozen bangers tonight,
that
man.
That one's at Lausanne?
Yeah.
That's what
will you be there?
No wonder you got
I will
your
be
Lausanne
going.
Stuff.
You're going.
Yeah, I'm going to the game.
We got a high school game attender right here.
I got
here.
A senior, so we're all in.
So he goes to all the football games?
Oh, yeah.
They do it all at Big.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, there's construction at Lausanne, so they're playing a game at Rhodes. They're playing Christian Brothers this year. Lausanne will play Christian Brothers. They're also playing Collierville this year.
Gotcha.
They're going big time.
Collierville's ranked.
LeCastro went for heavy this year.
So this is at Lausanne?
At Lausanne.
All right, so
Then your Houston Germantown matchup, ranked matchup, is at Germantown.
Yep.
So
Marvis Davis's son is the running back at Houston. Really good squad.
We just spoke to the trading team. They have lined this one Lausanne -1.5.
Oh man, yeah. It's a coin flipper. I'll say that
Lausanne gets home field advantage. Higher ranked team visits Lausanne first game of the season. Lausanne -1.5. Any action? Any bets? Any bets? Folks?
I wouldn't put a bet on this one. Southwind is loaded up.
Yes, his name is Kelvin Perkins. He's the quarterback there, and he's an absolute.
They
stud.
Are stud. Yeah, so that kid's. He's a. Southwind's they loaded, are dude. Loaded.
So you're saying Southwind is the start money's coming in on Southwind,
and their numbers are up. They're going up to 6A from 5A. So
Southwind is. Yeah, I think Jason is on it here.
You think the wrong team is favored?
I'm just saying, if LeCastro, I know will have Lausanne right, but that Southwind's going to bring some thunder. Yeah, there's a lot of them. And so if you ain't ready week one.
Big offensive there's a reason line returning.
There's a reason they're number three. Yeah. Right. Southwind.
Right.
They're
right.
Loaded. Well, a lot of it's because of the quarterback.
Our trading team says home field matters in high school, so they're going to stick with the 1.5.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to stick with the 1.5.
Returning offensive line I heard on Channel 5 last night. They had the coach on from Southwind, and they're very good. MUS at Bartlett. Bartlett lost a little bit. I think they're replacing some dudes, and they got a new coach over there.
Why were those? It is kind of interesting to me.
Still hanging on 11th, though. Ben Bowden
they
is
had
the
Bartlett
new coach.
11th?
Yeah, 11th in the Dandy Dozen.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Arlington new coach, too.
Bartlett's become kind of like an athletic power.
Yes.
In the last 5-10 years.
Well, they got all the money out there, and they remodeled, I guess, renovated the stadium, which is a brand new. And, yeah, everybody's – look at the basketball team. It's got DJ and Braylon on it.
Right.
Everybody in the city wanted those guys to come to their high school, and Bartlett got them.
That's amazing.
And, yes, on the football side, they're doing big things as well. I got my man Isaiah Wurls out there, the running back. His dad's a longtime friend of mine, absolute stud. They're number 11. Yep. Even in the coach's first season.
If I might, Dylan Shannon is the receiver for Bartlett. I'm friends with his father as well. He's committed to Southeast Missouri, so they've got some weapons on offense.
Kind of proud of us that we just pulled together a pretty good prep segment.
We're of that age. Yeah.
With some nuggets.
We're not really all of that age.
I'm sure we've missed a couple things, but I think I've been impressed, especially with you two.
I really have nothing to add other than a fake line.
Arlington hosts Raleigh Egypt tonight. Arlington new coach over at Arlington who's trying to totally rebuild that joker.
So we apparently are doing a show
with
John
Barless.
Brad's
all the way in there. Brad's down there. He is.
He's in the weeds.
Brad Barless. On the
Brad's
Arlington,
Raleigh, John and I actually talk more than I ever did because, it's just
You're all in the preps now.
I enjoy John. John busts his ass. He's the best.
Yeah, John's great on preps. There's no doubt about that.
I'll just say it because I have to say it. Cedric Miller is one of my favorites. I covered him at
Woodville. He's been around forever.
He's been around for a long time. He's in his fourth season at Mace. He made him a state champion last year.
He's good.
In 1A, and he is a fantastic football coach, but also leader of young men.
They're lucky to have him.
Yeah, if your kid's playing for Cedric Miller, you're in good
hands. Now, who's the White Station coach, since you know some?
I don't know the White
Station
coach. Dr.
Preps over here.
I just know Mace, because Mace, as they play Lausanne, and they played them very competitively, and they moved up to 2A.
This is really
disappointing. Played at Memphis.
You know what Mace is trying to start as a
baseball at Memphis.
Mace is trying to start a baseball team, too, and they are building different athletic programs around an academic institution, a public school, and it's admirable as hell, and they're doing great work over there.
Yeah, interesting. Don't forget, there was a time. We were talking about Bartlett, Chris Gioza transferred from Bartlett to White Station.
Bartlett would lose everything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
And they've always had a ton of talent out there, but it was leaving Bartlett, yes, to your point.
And now that would not happen.
I didn't know
they got all the money
now.
Yeah, Gioza was at Bartlett for, I think, 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and he left his senior year to go to Memphis.
I was here White Station. I wasn't around, I didn't pay attention at the time.
Well, you clearly didn't.
No.
Or maybe you just turned a blind eye because you didn't like it. White Station
see,
was a power.
I was looking over him.
White Station was a power.
I'm going to put it this way. When Bartlett is able to get a couple of kids like Braylon Williams and DJ Okoth over a private school, what does that tell you about what they have out there? Because every private school in town would have taken those two.
Absolutely.
Coming out of Elmore Park and the quality of player. You're talking about DJ's up to number 13 in the country. We discussed it last week.
Yep.
Private school is one of those guys, and Bartlett got them. So it just it goes to show you what they've got out there now in terms of resources.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Facts.
Yeah, so I'm being told that the coach at White Station is C.T. Thornton.
Okay.
And I'm being told to expect them to be back real soon. Well, I think I speak for all of Spartan Nation when I say we're ready. We're ready, man.
I'm just going to say when Rutherford was coach, we were winning.
That's true. And
then Riccone
wasn't bad. I think Riccone was actually decent. He wasn't every time I bring up White Station basketball, y'all get mad at me, so I'm not going to do it. But
you're just too hard on him. It's tough. We don't have NIL, bro.
Now we're getting some intel from the streets. So Jeezy tells me this is a return for the Bartlett coach. He was gone, and now this is a return for him, and he did a pretty good job first time. So.
Okay.
They're pretty positive.
It's like the Rich Rodriguez.
Yes. He's back.
This is like West Virginia, essentially.
All right.
Yeah. Arlington's coach, the reason why I know so much about Arlington is Chris Michaels' kid plays for Arlington now, football.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Brad is going to start a high school show, a call-in show. And he'll have details.
I had to get all the work parts for 790 ready because of that Bartlett game tonight. Like, we're all set for tonight at Bartlett.
We're MUS?
Yeah, it'll be at 7 o'clock on 7-9. You can hear the Bartlett and the MUS game.
Now, Jeffrey didn't look ready. He didn't. He looked like he was a little scared.
He's got his hands full. We got all this equipment, and we're trying to get everything going here.
Does he have a co-host?
Yeah, it's the old coach from MUS. Jason, who is the prior coach that's retired?
Bobby?
Bobby is in the booth.
Wow.
I think Bobby Alston's been in. No, I don't know if it was Bobby last year or not.
Okay.
No, I don't think it was Coach Alston. Someone else.
I'm surprised he's not
that.
On the sideline.
I
yeah,
should know
even
that
retired.
Well.
If he,
no, that's all right. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
And those guys at MUS are the ones
trying to
who put
you
this
on the
together.
Spot. So. I mean, I just think they're getting a little comeuppance, and they're not handling it really well.
MUS used to go down to South Panola, man.
They did.
Roll them
they
folks,
did.
Bro. We had Barry Brunette.
That's right.
We had players over there.
Maurice Hampton.
Yeah.
We really used to have something cooking
there. If you ain't winning at MUS, there's pressure on you. I guarantee you.
Yes.
In terms of if you're the head coach.
Yeah. I mean, honestly. And it's them. I mean, Christian Brothers? Not even on the fringes?
I would say it's the same thing, man.
What is going on?
We have the same expectations as an MUS, I would think, as one of the
Don't they have debt the over there hands. For all the facilities?
They're just waiting on Big Gabe to come up from St. Dominic. They got to get the new crop up there. They need to get the new crop up there.
Gabe getting beyond Lord. That line.
Now, y'all finna get CBHS and MUS fired up. Y'all giving them folks bulletin board
no, I'm just, all I'm saying
tell
is
they're
very
down.
Good. Very good.
No, I think if you're it's a fireable offense if you're under the Daddy Dozen to start the year. But at one of those schools, it's like when you're in the American, if you don't win nine
it's
games.
Unusual.
Like, I will say, SBA has been in the dregs for recently. They hired a new coach, and now they're in the arms race with Mitch McDaniel, who is going to SBA this year.
SBA's tough. Like that's like you're like the
I'm
sixth
telling
in
you,
line.
This
you know?
Guy, I they're mean, saying, he's going
to
be the guy.
We're not. You know, we're you're trying to equate MUS to SBA. All right,
no,
it's about the Jimmys and the Joes, Brad, and the X's and the O's. What's St. Bennet getting over there?
We're starting over. We got Mitch McDaniel.
We had
Marlon new coach.
Walls there for a minute, right?
He got his hand in there for a little bit.
But he couldn't even get his boy.
Bro, it's a tough gig. You're right.
Man, shout out to Gene Robinson keeping all that talent at a public school at Germantown.
Facts.
And away from all the private schools.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
Because I feel you as a public school.
Yeah.
Kid,
I'm proud of that.
Although my son is private,
is not.
We're trying to, you know.
No, I mean you're, you
it's
know,
a,
it's
an evolution, man.
I think Bartlett's recruiting young.
Look,
Chris.
Look, I don't want to get into the private public because my kids are public. My kids are going to go to public school.
Well, you have a great public school system.
That is
true.
That's
part
true.
Of, oh,
that
a big
true.
Part of it.
That's yeah. true.
The best.
I mean, come on, might yeah. well be a private school system
yeah.
out
might
there
as well
for
be
you.
A private
yeah,
school.
No, that is completely fair. I mean, I'm not sending 100%. Them to you know.
It's part of where you.
I don't
want to
say any public schools, but yeah, I'm sending them to the top of the line.
Yeah,
I'd love to send them to White Station, but not in the district. Mm-hmm. But can't you apply for White Station?
I think so. Open enrollment or whatever.
I would love that if one of my kids went to White Station, like wanted to do it just because I did it, but I was not optional.
One of them might get jumped over there.
They might. I don't know.
Jason
that was
Smith.
Happening. It was happening in the 90s.
No.
Who you think it ain't going to happen
in 25? You're not getting jumped in East Memphis.
You lost your mind. You won't get jumped in 90-something. It was already changing back then. You crazy. Yeah. All,
how many times
there is
told
a perception? No, come on. This is East Memphis. What the hell are y'all talking about?
Nah, but you got
the Walgreens? You going to get wrapped up at the Walgreens?
The
plenty of folks have been jumped at White Station.
Put it this way. The students at White Station did not all come from East Memphis, bro.
Man, tell this man.
Like that.
He thinks we the public school laws and or something.
That's exactly
like
right.
It's all just.
Bro,
all, you know,
you're walking across some Sprouts?
It's two different schools. It's optional and then it's standard. And it's very different.
Yeah. Mess around and find out.
I ain't screwing around now over there because y'all just blew it out of the water.
He thinks White Station is Hogwarts or something.
He does.
My perception was wrong. What are you talking about? You go in there and get knifed.
Most people's perception is wrong, though. I think that's the lesson. Most people's perception about something is either outdated or it's not.
I had the perception that I could go over, and I've been to many a game at White Station and had terrific experiences.
Oh, well, you can
just
definitely
say,
have a terrific experience.
Yeah, right. You don't have a terrific experience
but you
most
also,
day, but you keep your head on a swivel.
There was definitely many a time where you'd walk through a hall and you would definitely see some a wig on the, you know, somebody's got their wig snatched.
Damn!
Yeah, bro. I mean, that was just, you know, once a week probably.
Okay.
Easy.
But
you're schooling me.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the high school football season, and I hope that all the public schools have a great night. And I hope Southwind beats that ass. I mean, I'm going to be honest.
And they're a good team, and they probably
loaded.
Should.
You know,
6A now, baby.
they're very good.
We love everybody. We love everybody. It's all in fun. We'll come back. Jeff Calkins is all of his kids went to private school. He went to Harvard. So, you know, he represents that side of it. He'll join us on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, I just trying to film you. Yes,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He is Jeff Calkins, Hamburg's finest. Usually he joins us on Mondays, but he was occupied this week on Monday, so he's nice enough to join us on Friday and make up for it. We were talking about high school football, Jeff, and I know, like, you know, your days of having boys in high school and going to high school games are done. Did you ever go, though, like on a Friday night when you were when they were in, at Lausanne or wherever they happened to be?
Yes, because they were in the band.
They were in the band.
They were in the band, of course.
And do you miss those days?
No. I miss lots of things about raising – about having kids. Like when I was telling you this the other day off the air. Like driving around and seeing – just seeing a mom with her dad or the kids in Target or whatever and seeing people go to, you know, doing stuff with their kids. I miss that. I can have a tug in my heart about that. Like, oh God, that was a great time. High school football games at the time, like Lausanne became an instant football power, right? And it was weird because it wasn't a school that really, you know, cared much about football, if you're being honest. Like it's not, you know, it's not Whitehaven or MUS or a place with a deep football tradition. They just decided to have an awesome football team, right? And the kids were mostly, I don't know what Lausanne's like now. We loved Lausanne, but it was pretty, you know, it was a kind of a nerdy, artsy, you know, whatever, brainy school that was not like, and so there was this giant football program, and it felt like there wasn't a fan base to befit that football program. It was an ill match, right? Like, and maybe that's changed. Maybe now there's a deep tradition in Lausanne of going to the football games. But so my kids would go, and they didn't particularly like, they liked being in band, but they didn't really like playing the football games. So that was not a big part of my being a dad high school experience. Again, loved Lausanne, great place. But football wasn't a big part of it.
What did it start like? Was Isaiah Stokes there? Remember Jarnell's younger brother? And we were seeing pictures of him.
Yeah.
Is that where like the change started, Jeff, or was it like LeCastro 13 years? You know, that's
I'm trying to figure out where that changed. Maybe I think there was something before LeCastro. He's obviously taken it to another level.
Yep.
But what's his name? The running back went on to play at Tennessee. He was playing in the NFL now. What's his name? Evan Gray. What's
Eric
running
Gray.
Back?
Eric Gray. The GOAT. Eric Gray.
Yep. Was stud.
Yeah. Eric Gray. Eric Gray, like his total stud. Like it was fun watching Eric Gray run. I mean, that dude's unbelievable. So It felt a little bit like Lausanne was in on the NIL era before the NIL era. You know, like
that's typically how it works at private schools.
How much y'all pay?
It's called cheating.
How much y'all pay Musa?
That's true too. Yeah,
Well, what do you mean that's true too? Can you answer the question? How much did you pay Musa?
I have no idea. Let's be honest. Here's what I wanted. I mean, the truth of the matter is that I would have preferred they spend the money on a new music room. You know, like I just like whatever. Like, and I actually think they're doing that now too. But for me, it just wasn't a school where sports were important. Like Ben loved playing tennis there, and Peter loved running cross country there. And you know, I honestly think mostly in high school, sports are important for the sports your kids do. You know, is more than the. I don't know. Was White Station football a big part of your guys' lives?
For John, it was. We were terrible when I was there. But for John, we were winning state titles. Apparently.
Yeah. I went to. We didn't in Buffalo growing up in a suburban Buffalo public school. We didn't have Friday night lights. We played on Saturday. Football games were on Saturday afternoons. And, but I'd go to the games. I was in the marching band too. I'd go to the games and it was fine. It is funny. Like football is this great, this Friday night football, whatever else. And I still love going to games where it means something and where the fans, you know, you go over to the snack bar and you get a hot dog for $2 and some candy. You got teenage boys and teenage girls flirting with each other. It's just sort of fun. You know, it is Americana. There's no question. It is Americana. So I love that part of it. But in terms of my own life, either growing up or my kids' lives, wasn't that critical. I do remember the fateful day in ninth grade when it was time to go out for football. And I remember that day walking through the halls wondering if I was going to go to the football meeting. You know, I fancied myself that I could be, you know, a Chris Collinsworth slow wide receiver kind of, you know, whatever, just your basic white wide receiver. I thought I had good hands. And then I just decided, you know what, who am I fooling? We had 500 kids in my high school graduating class. I wasn't going to be a football player, but I literally can remember that day. Because I loved football. I played backyard football all the time, you know, whatever. And so I do remember the day I decided not to be a football player. And there was a feeling of loss there. You know, like it's this great American tradition that I didn't partake in.
You were a tennis guy, you know. Nothing wrong with that.
I played tennis in tuba, man.
You were an all-state guy, weren't you? All-state tennis? Hamburg?
No. I was all-county.
Oh, excuse me, all-county.
It was a big county.
It was huge. It was a huge county.
And it was totally
500.
It was totally fraudulent, because the way they did it is back then in Erie County, you had the best players played first singles, and then the next players played second singles, and the next played third singles, and then the next best players played first doubles, and then the next best players played second doubles. Okay, I was on my high school second doubles team. We were the best second doubles team in the county, but like everyone playing first singles was better than me. Everyone across the whole county, everyone playing second singles was better than me. But they picked the best first singles player, the best second singles player, like whatever. So John Hannigan and I were all county without deserving to be.
Well, not the first, won't be the last, my brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a privilege.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the week that was for Memphis Athletics. They announced this week that they got this fancy-schmancy new reimagined deal with FedEx that ultimately, to boil it down, just means more money for everybody, right? More money for Memphis football, more Memphis money for Memphis basketball, more Memphis for the money for the athletic program just overall. Just how crucial do you think it was for Memphis to get something like this done in the intermission between, you know, where they are now and where they hope to be, which is getting across the you know, Rubicon into a power league at some point?
I mean, I think it's absolutely critical that they have the support of FedEx and that they have even more support of FedEx, right? That has been critical. In other words, you take your L, you didn't get into the Big 12. But and I've said this, you know, but before the David Stern probably steered the NBA to Memphis because he wanted to be in bed with FedEx. You know, they wanted to be in business with FedEx. And so for a school like Memphis that has had some reputational issues, right, I think we can say, perception issues, whatever else, to have FedEx as this gold-plated supporter, I think is really meaningful. And then the money, of course, is meaningful. Because now, I mean, you've written this, John, it doesn't matter who your recruiting assistants are. What matters is how many greenbacks you have to distribute. And so that is absolutely critical. And the fact that they not only took the old deal, but have been able to up the money in the old deal, all of that is massively important. Now, there's also some parts that, I mean, the truth is that like one thing they did was that this was all NIL money before, right? And now it's going to be money that they use for the revenue sharing. In a perfect world, you'd be able to use FedEx money as NIL money, right? And get to the revenue sharing just because you're so rich as a university like Alabama or Tennessee or whatever, that you could just give your TV money to pay for the, like, that's what they're doing. The schools that are awash in money, they're going to revenue share their $20 million, and then they're going to have the NIL money on top of it, right? What Memphis did was convert NIL money into money that's coming directly to them to be using as revenue sharing money. Now, is it critical that they have it? Absolutely. Is it kind of amazing that a school that's outside the power conferences has this corporate sponsor who is so deeply loyal? I really do think. I think it gives me hope that Memphis is, in fact, someday going to get over the wall because, you know, everyone wants more money. And what Memphis represents still, okay, our money wasn't good enough for you last time, but what Memphis represents still is they're going to be out there, and that offer may not be exactly the same offer, but you know that offer is still a standing offer. And it will not – I'm kind of optimistic now that someone might someday take it.
Well, and I'm thinking on the football, it's going to get harder, right? It's for as long as you're not in that promised land. Based on, right. I heard you and Jeffrey discussing this. You know, SEC is going to 9 games, so having an Arkansas or a Mississippi State on the schedule when you are outside the power structure is probably going to get tougher going. It's going to get tougher going forward, right, Jeff? Those schools are not going to want to have you, Memphis, on the schedule anymore, are they?
No, you're going to have a continuing, we've talked about this forever, the divide between the have and have-nots just keeps getting wider, right? Part of it's just purely financial, but now literally, like once upon a time, you look at old Memphis schedules, they were loaded with SEC schools.
Yep.
You know, they'd play 4 or 5 a year, you know, like they played practically half of an SEC schedule. And then even for as long as I've been here, there was almost always an SEC game or maybe, you know, sometimes 2 SEC games. Mm-hmm. There have been regularly big games. There have been games against Tennessee. There have been regularly games against Ole Miss. There's been regularly games against Mississippi State and occasional games against Arkansas. And now, if the SEC, as we know, the SEC is going to be playing, you know, the 9 conference games, and then they've committed to playing one other, they're continuing their commitment to play one other game against a Power 4 school,
right.
That gets you to 10. The other 2 games, you can be damn sure, are going to be home games.
Right.
You know, so even if Memphis could get one of them to play, again, we've seen Missouri, that's another one. Even if Memphis could get them to play, they don't want to do a home-and-home or a 2-for-1 or anything like that. Mm. So you don't want to ever say never, but like what you see is the divide continuing. You know, it's good Memphis got the extra money, but as we're seeing, the divide between what football looks like at Memphis,
yep,
and even has once looked like at Memphis, and what it looks like, you know, in the SEC or in the big money places is getting wider and wider.
Well,
and
yeah,
God,
I mean,
that Penny can still bring in you know, big name opponents, because let's be honest, football just won't be able to.
No, they will not. And you know, football has the advantage of honestly fewer games. That helps when you're playing, you know, fewer games against slappies, as opposed to, you know, Memphis
that
has
games are still fun. It's still a fun scene. You can go tailgate,
right,
if you're,
right,
playing a slappy.
Right.
It's, you know, you don't have like
exactly
an endless stream of them.
Exactly. You get to January with basketball, and it's like, oh God, here we go. You know, the island of misfit toys. We've just landed. And then, you know, the other thing is like for football that they enjoy the advantage over is that it, even if you're playing slappies, you still have that carrot at the end of the stick, which is that playoff. You know, and yes, you can make the tournament, but like making the tournament is not the same as getting into the college football playoff. So, you know, it would be nice if Memphis could play an SEC team every year, but it's not vital to their existence in the same way that it is for basketball, because you got to get people in that damn building.
No, you know, it's not vital for their existence. It's vital for their attendance. You know, it is. Like, you look at the years when they have. I mean, that was what was so amazing about mm-hmm. that. Remember the SMU game where the game day came in and you had the pictures and you're like, holy smokes, we filled up the stadium and it was just Memphis fans, right? That's like, that was, we've never seen this before. We filled up the stadium and it was just Memphis fans. And so it does certainly help. It helps to even drive season ticket sales if you know that an Ole Miss or an Arkansas, whatever's on the schedule, it helps you. But no, it is an interesting question. Would you rather live in a world like football where you have a playoff? You've got one slot. You only got one slot, but you can get into the playoff where you're probably going to get crushed, right? Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or would you rather be in a basketball situation where you can 3 out of 4 years get into the NCAA tournament and let's be honest, have a chance to get at least a win or two wins? I actually think the postseason setup for basketball is better than the postseason setup for football. You disagree?
I need to pray about it. I don't know. The postseason setup for basketball is better than the postseason setup for football.
I think for Memphis basketball, yeah, because in Memphis, you can count on, if you're Memphis basketball, you should go to the postseason still 3 out of 4 years. Right? Mm-hmm. In the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. If you're Memphis football, you can go how often? You got to not just be best in your conference. You also got to be better than Boise. And
yeah,
you got
I mean, but
slot.
You do have the highest rated there, conference route, though. Like, you have the but, path. But, like, well,
yes, but you,
no, the,
you
no, you gotta, oh, I get what you're saying. I get you're saying.
You
well,
in, you're going to get your brains beat in. You have to, basically,
well, yes, you're going to get your brains beat in. But
once you're there.
But, you know, nobody sits around and says, man, Boise State just got their brains beat in by Penn State. They're like, no, they made the playoff. But I get what you're saying. The postseason setup with the current coaches, and I would completely agree with you. You're exactly right, because Memphis is not going to get into the postseason in football at this current moment. I couldn't agree more with you.
That is not what I'm saying. Mine was not dependent on the coach. I just think the setup's better. Memphis basketball, whatever. If you get into the tournament, you should be able to maybe beat Colorado State next
year.
Yeah, time.
Like if you, you get know, like if
not,
Memphis if Memphis basketball
Herculean
if
what?
If Memphis basketball got into the tournament as a 7 seed, you know, like they could win a game. They could push a 2 seed. Who knows? They could maybe beat a 2
right,
seed.
Exactly. There is meaningful
yes.
hopes once you get
yes.
there.
Yes.
You,
no.
There's a greater chance to get there, and once you get there, there's meaningful hopes of you doing something, as opposed to just being like reliving the Cotton Bowl experience over every time.
But
hey,
with that being said, Memphis football has never made the playoffs, so we don't know how it would feel.
It would feel great. It would feel great. But I just think I just think the setup's better. I think the setup for basketball is better.
All right, good luck against Southwind tonight, my man. Appreciate you
Thank
as
you,
always.
Jeff. Yeah, bye.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian. I tell you what, if you are going to be on the move and you're going to be listening to your home, you know who to call, who to reach out to. That's Jennifer Carson and our friends at the Live Love Group at the real estate agency, because they're the best. I mean, the reality is that they are going to help you move your home. They're going to help you sell it. They're going to help you make the most money for it. They're going to take you through all the things that you need to hear so that you can make the best decisions, things to upgrade, things to maybe you don't worry about that so much. Pricing your home accurately, super important. But you got to take that first step and reach out. SoToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
Yep, call like I did back in 2018, 901-625-5200. Yeah, it's a different market, but Jennifer's been successful in all markets. The key is pricing it correctly from the get-go so you're not left out there hanging with constant showings week after week, no sale, having to decrease price. Get with Jennifer Carstensen. It's certainly not going to hurt. A talk is worth it. 901-625-5200. Like I like to say, at the very least, she's going to be a great resource for you. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.